producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, folks. 19th of May today. Busy week. We'll be spending a lot of time in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. A who's who of the oil and gas industry. Sean Hannity keynoting that event on Thursday. And so it's going to be a jam-packed week. Looking forward to that very much. And welcome your calls, questions, and as always, as we begin a brand new week on the program, how do you do that? Gosh, it's easy. It's so easy. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. And you can find a PetroServe USA location all around the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, some spots throughout northwest Minnesota, and, of course, as far west as Bismarck-Mandan as well. And there's an oil field connection here as well for our listeners in the oil patch, because it's PetroServe USA that helps America feel better by connecting North Dakota's corn fields with North Dakota's oil fields, because they serve up 100% American-made fuel. That's right, which, of course, powers Main Street all throughout North Dakota. It's the thing that connects the oil patch to the corn patch, PetroServe USA. And I love having a bite to eat there at PetroServe USA whenever I'm on the road in a hurry. Choose a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. You find a PetroServe USA location right now. You'll find a hot and ready, a breakfast pizza. Maybe have a big old coffee and grab yourself a couple of cookies, and you're going to fuel up for the day. Fill up with 100% American-made fuels and fill up on a great deal. Four items, all four of those items, only $4, and that's all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Coming up on the program today, the Golden Girls, of course, will be here about 20 past the hour. This VA thing is getting a lot of attention. My favorite move was announcing the resignation of somebody who was already planning on retiring. I mean, that is really insulting. That's really just a slap in the face. Also, I have to ask the Golden Girls their opinion on an issue that I don't know is front and center. I think a lot of people rightfully connect a time in America when we worried less about values than we do today, when the Ten Commandments were an integral part of public schools, and they no longer are. And somebody over the weekend sent me one of those little photos that says, I want the Ten Commandments back in school, and I just threw it up on the Facebook page. And now we're approaching something like 130 different comments about it. So because that was the hot item on our social media over the weekend, we'll ask the Golden Girls about it. The Minnesota legislative session has wrapped up. We're going to check with one of our go-to guys, Dan Fabian, who's a Republican from Roseau, state representative. Just a very good, well-informed citizen legislator who does a nice job of maneuvering through the issues and explaining them, and we'll get his take on how the session wrapped up. We're going to do some open phone time. Friday's protest at UND, you know, I struggle with this one because one news report said there were dozens of people there. So, you know, does this really deserve the attention we give it? You know what I mean? On the other hand, when there's any amount of people using a T-shirt to prompt a furtherance of their agenda to the degree these people have, I predicted the second I heard about this that the reaction would be way overblown, and it has been, again, by a small amount of people. This is very, very much representative of the whole larger debate of the Fighting Sioux name. A small group of agitators really a mixture of white professors who love the victim card and some Native Americans, activists, who are, by and large, professional protesters. You know, there's a lot of these folks, that's just all they do. They just look for a fight about something. Anyway, they went over the top in two ways, in my view, as part of this quote-unquote protest. One was to suggest that the original fighting suit logo cannot be worn on campus. It's one of the things they're calling for. Holy buckets. And then the other was that the name needs to, a new name needs to be selected. So I want you to take on those two things today on the program. We're also going to talk about a bit of a controversy among some faculty at NDSU over the oath. They don't like taking the oath. And for some, it's because of the definition of marriage. And so anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that. They're raising concerns about the oath. Faculty Senate's now passed a pair of resolutions that happened last week, taking issue with the state's requirement that faculty members sign an oath to uphold the state's constitution, which, by the way, includes a definition of marriages between a man and a woman. So should they be given a little slack in that regard? And, by the way, the state's only openly gay legislator, Josh Boshi, representative from Fargo, has indicated that he's heard from some folks that are planning a legal challenge of North Dakota's constitution of defining a marriage between a man and a woman. So expect that. Williston Mayor Ward Kozer will be here on the program today. He'll be here about 9:30. We're going to talk with him about a story that is often in the news, and that's the high cost of housing in Williston. And some are suggesting now on the city commission that the attorney general of the state be asked what can be done about this. We'll ask him how the city plans to deal with it, some of these complaints. Story out there this weekend about a woman who was forced to move it back in with her family because of the rental prices. So we'll deal with that as well. And then in our 10 o'clock hour, we're going to do Trooper Talk. Trooper Talk. That's right. Sergeant Tom Iverson will be here at the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Memorial Day is a week from today. So we need to remind you what law enforcement has told us recently, and that is that us, the motoring public, are the reason a lot of these fatal accidents are happening. And answer any questions you might have. A lot of good conversation happens when we have the folks in the North Dakota Highway Patrol on in the way of different suggestions from our audience and the things that they see on the road that concern them and questions directly for the troopers about the proper rules of the road, so love to hear from you as well in Trooper Talk. Sometimes it goes a whole hour, and if you've got questions, we'll go a whole hour with it. We bring our guests on here to answer your questions and to serve you. So have at it today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Meanwhile, we ask that question for a very simple reason. We want to know what's on your mind. You want the Ten Commandments back in school? I'm going to give that one to the Golden Girls here in a little bit, and I can just hardly wait to hear Ellen's reaction to some of these comments from our fine listeners today on the program about this. I want freedom back in school, says Nick. Tony gives us a predictable answer from folks who don't like the idea of the Ten Commandments. Sure. The Quran, too, right? Doug says, I want the federal government out of schools. There you go. I love when these little debates start, too. We've got a lot of back and forth going. It's good entertainment. So if you're looking for a little entertainment today, check out our Facebook page and weigh in on it. And here's the big question I want to have you answer today on the program. The critics of the University of North Dakota name, who hosted the protest on Friday, have jumped the shark and are calling for two things. One, a ban on the logo on campus. What do you think of that idea? To President Kelly's credit, he said, I'm not going to tell kids what to wear. Thank you. I'm going to get the clothes police now going, the logo police. Imagine that one. And then the other idea is that we need a new name now. It's the last thing we need. It's a new name now. And again, we're talking about a protest that included, according to news reports, dozens. So the outrage is limited to dozens. These suggestions are coming from dozens among thousands of folks on the other side of the fence. Tell me what your wishes are. Do you agree with these folks? New name now, ban on the logo on campus, and should faculty members at NDSU be required to take an oath to uphold the state's constitution? 855-200-1776. Press 1 with your comment to leave it instantly, or press 2 to chat with us on the air today. And what's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Past the hour, 855-200-1776 is to the number to weigh in today. The Golden Girls from the left, Alan Ratner, from the right, Blanquita Cullum, here to tackle the news of the day as they always are from different perspectives. And I know Blanquita is here. Hello, BQ.
Because I was listening to you playing All My Exes Live in Texas. That's what you opened up
with. I can't hear BQ.
Hi there. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Shane, what's the scoop here, fella? Okay, now I can hear you. Yeah, well, for some reason, we couldn't hear you.
I said I was laughing because you opened up and I was hearing the music was All My Exes Live in Texas, and I thought that has the added advantage of being true.
Oh, you were tapping your toe, were you?
I was. I was about ready to get started with a Texas two-step.
Good, good. Now, is Ellen there?
Ellen is in her country home, so you guys should probably have that number.
Only liberals have country homes.
I know. I don't have a country home.
No, I don't either. Yeah. Country home. Where are we? Upstate New York or where?
Upstate New York. Upstate New York.
She's up there.
I think you called her there on Friday.
Debrief. She's impossible to keep track of where she's at. And cell phones don't work somewhere, and, you know, it's just like nonstop.
But honestly, I have to say, in defense of the Golden Girl, she has been working so hard because, you know, she just got back from South Sudan, and before you know it, they're ready to go back up to South Sudan sometime in June. So that is a pretty debilitating trip because it's hard up there. It's a really, really tough trip. And they do a lot of slave liberation and, I mean, incredible work, actually.
I wondered if Ellen was watching Dick and Lynn Cheney be interviewed on Fox News Sunday over the weekend.
I don't know.
Did you watch it, BQ?
No, I did not. And, you know, I like Lynn Cheney, so I'm sad that I missed it. Can you give me a highlight?
Well, I will. I'll actually play you something that Dick Cheney said, and then we can talk a little bit about it. I was hoping to drive Ellen absolutely crazy with this, but here's Chris Wallace's question.
Standoff in Ukraine. How do you think President Obama has handled Russian President Putin both before and now during this crisis?
Well, I think you've got to look beyond just that most immediate crisis. Obviously, we've got to deal with that. But there has developed over the years of the Obama administration, I think, a sense on the part of others that we have a weak government. We saw, for example, at the mere request from Putin, President Obama withdrew the plans for a missile defense program based in Poland and the Czech Republic. He's demonstrated repeatedly, I think, that he, in fact, can be pushed around, if you will, by the Putins. And I don't think that Mr. Putin has any hesitation at all from the standpoint of the American president of changing his course of action. I think he's taking advantage of this opportunity when he thinks we have a weak president to try to restore the Soviet Union.
There was a little bit of a...
You know, the joke is out there just in Eastern Europe is that he's trying to get the band back together, Putin. And I think this is very accurate. And, you know, I've talked to your audience about it, too. We're completely blind to the fact of the heavy, heavy, powerful influence of Russia in Venezuela. Now, think that's in our own hemisphere. So if we're worried about any problems that could be happening for our country from effects out in Europe or in Russia, why are we not worried about how we're not even watching our own back and the fact that, remember, we forget that the Chinese control the Panama Canal. I mean, we have gotten so short-sighted. And, yes, Putin has really intimidated this president. And don't forget, we can't even broadcast into Russia from Voice of America or Radio Free Europe. We're completely shut off.
So, is Dick Cheney right that this president has just demonstrated repeatedly that he can be pushed around? I mean, it's just, you know, our standing falls every day, and these people know they can get by with it, so they keep doing it. Is that what's going on?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, the guy's going to flex his muscles as much as he can. He's working his own audience. Remember, you know, his pictures of him with the shirt off and flashing his, you know, muscly pecs and all this kind of stuff. Putin is kind of in your face. And remember, what was the line that he laughed about? The threat of the president. Basically, he said the only thing he cares about is Tupac Shakur, some ridiculous line that he said. You know, he's marrying the model. He dumps the old wife, gets a new version. He's trying to show how macho he is and how vital he is, and he's kind of in your face. He's old line. Remember, he was the head of the KGB in the Middle East.
A couple other things I want to tackle with you. One, the VA scandal is getting much worse. I think the most embarrassing thing was that idea last week that one of the top officials was resigning over this, and then it comes out that the guy was scheduled to retire anyway, and they tried to use it as a scapegoat. I mean, what are they doing here?
Well, it's a joke. I mean, there are just so many more stories that are going to break about this disgraceful treatment of veterans. And, of course, you know, we're just around the corner from Memorial Day. It is just shocking. But on a nice note, I was reading that there's going to be a special gold medal award that's going to be presented to the Doolittle Raiders here in Washington, D.C. again, I think just in time for Memorial Day. But it's shocking, really. And Shinseki, I still think he's got to go. I really do. I think it's disgraceful.
Yeah, and there's a lot of folks, even in the chattering cocktail party class in D.C. that are agreeing with that. And by the way, reports from where? I forget which news organization, but another hospital is now in the middle of this. Albuquerque, New Mexico VA
wow.
hospitals have been accused of keeping secret waiting lists to hide delays for veterans seeking medical care. So another one is breaking, according to a whistleblower. The Daily Beast actually reporting on this. Veterans with serious heart conditions, gangrene, and even brain tumors waited months for care at the Albuquerque VA hospital. So we've got another one now.
How many veterans had to die when they could have at least been treated, even if they were going to die, they could have been treated with dignity, serving this country, serving all of us, because of, you know, the disgraceful treatment at some of these VA hospitals. We have so many in Texas. I mean, it's just shocking. I would be surprised if now these whistleblowers open the floodgates for other whistleblowers coming out.
By the way, the hot item on our Facebook page over the weekend, I want the Ten Commandments back in school. Share if you agree, and guess what? 124 different folks weighing in on this. Do you want the Ten Commandments back in school, Blankina?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the basis, the foundation for our law. Why would we be afraid to have people say, you know, honor our fathers and mothers, you know, don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery? I mean, even if you don't believe in God, you got the basic foundation for law and the good treatment of people and respect towards each other. It's just ridiculous that in a place that should respect freedom of speech, freedom of press, that our young people can't see that.
Bring it back.
Ridiculous.
I'm with BQ. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
28 before the top of the hour, welcome to a Monday edition. What's on your mind? Graduation season is here. We had a high school senior graduate open house at our house over the weekend. Great fun, great weather, which is nice. Weather did not carry into Monday, however, at least in the valley. A little rainy. And we have a fifth grade graduate today, as a matter of fact. So it's graduation season. Congrats to all the grads out there. It's a busy time, their accomplishments, UND and NDSU over the weekend, and many others as well. High school graduations all throughout, I guess, North Dakota first, Minnesota coming. Minnesota's usually a little later start with the schedules over there. But anyway, just a shout-out to all the grads out there. The Minnesota legislature has wrapped up for another year, and one of our go-to guys on taking a look at the good, the bad, the ugly is Dan Fabian, representative from Roseau, Republican from up there. Dan, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing good. Congratulations on the graduation. That's a fun time.
Yes, thank you very much. In fact, the graduate this weekend, a big fan of your son's. As he,
oh, cool. There's maneuvered a lot of those up there.
Yeah, exactly. Maneuver the ice.
Part of the reason why I got elected, I think.
Well, good, bad, ugly. Give me your report card on the legislative session that was.
Oh my goodness, yeah, it's bad. You know, we just we don't seem to be able to help ourselves. You know, I do want to say thank you to the good people of Minnesota. I got to believe that the phones were ringing off the hook with regards to all the new taxes and so forth, and in this past that were put in place in 2013. You know, to the tune of about $2.1 billion on businesses and so forth. And even when they were being proposed, they were even much higher than that. But through that legislative session in 2013, the phones are ringing off the hook. Businesses, people, you know, all kinds of people saying we just can't do all of this. And they didn't, but they got to about $2.1 billion. So in this past legislative session, there was some tax relief that was done to kind of not let that warehouse tax take effect that was going to go into effect on April 1st. That got repealed. And a few other, the business-to-business taxes and so forth. But I use the analogy frequently in that when the taxes were passed in 2013, it was like, you know, somebody telling you they're going to hold your head underwater for 10 minutes. And then after a minute or so, they decide, no, we'll just make it for 8. Well, the effect is still pretty drastic. So, it's, you know, I continue to be frustrated by the fact that we just cannot seem to get into a mentality in the legislature that encourages businesses to grow and expand here. I just read in the paper this morning, Des Moines Register, company that's home-based right here in Roseau, Minnesota. We've been struggling with workforce housing up here, trying to find more employees, a place to live so that they can grow and expand here. Well, now they're looking at the possibility of adding 150 jobs down in their facility in Iowa, in Milford, Iowa, to handle the growth potential that they have. DigiKey recently has started expanding into Fargo, and a great Fee for River Falls company that hires a couple of thousand people plus in Fee for River Falls. And a lot of people say, well, Dan, you know, they're doing this because of workforce housing and those types of things. And I said, you know, I agree. But what's the difference between the workforce housing and availability of workers in Fargo and Moorhead? There's not. So my frustration is that we haven't created the climate in the state of Minnesota that encourages our companies that were born and raised here in Minnesota to grow and expand here. And it's extremely frustrating for me. The business climate, I read that column that was in the paper a couple of weeks ago about the John Alexander's restaurant in Moorhead is moving to Fargo. And before that, there was a letter to the editor in the forum Peterson, I believe, from the Chamber of Commerce, talking about business tax rates and business climate and so forth in Minnesota compared to North Dakota. And it almost comes off as a thank you to Minnesota for creating the climate that you have, because it makes it so much easier to attract businesses into North Dakota. And we got to stop this.
Is it your sense, Dan, that the citizens of Minnesota get that? I mean, you know, is it resonating that people understand that you're just going to have, again, folks looking for a better business climate, you know, outside the borders of Minnesota? Do people grasp that issue?
It sure does in my area. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we are competing every day against North Dakota. You know, I had a town hall meeting in Warren, Minnesota earlier in the session, and the guy that owns the Dairy Queen in Warren, he was telling me about how difficult it is to be in business. Our unemployment taxes are high. Our workman's comp rates are some of the highest in the country. You know, it just goes on and on, all the regulations from all the inspections and so forth. And then you're going to add the minimum wage on top of him, he said. And he said, and seriously, Dan, how many dilly bars do you think you can sell in Warren, Minnesota? And that really struck home with me. And, you know, we see it every day in my part of the state where people are choosing to shop and businesses are growing across the river. And, you know, we really could take some steps in Minnesota to stop some of that. But there seems to be this insatiable appetite to tax businesses and make it more difficult for them because they want to raise revenues and spend more on a lot of stuff that's really crazy. In this session here now, we just passed. In fact, I've got the bill in front of me. I'm taking it to my town halls. 576 pages of an omnibus spending bill that came forward in the last 2 hours of the session, and then we're supposed to vote on it. That's just really poor way to run government and to do things. So obviously, I voted no, and you know, we got to turn the tide here.
We only have a minute left, Dan, but I do want to know how we turn the tide. How are Minnesotans going to fix this?
Well, we have an opportunity in November. You got to get to the polls. I mean, we have found out now what one party, total party control of the Democrats in the state of Minnesota has done to the state of Minnesota, where they have the governor's office. They control the majorities in the House and the Senate. You know, November is going to be extremely important. People are going to have to get energized and get out and support Republican candidates to get this turned around, because it's not going to come from the DFL. And I know that there's a lot of cases where people like their local DFL legislator and so forth, but when you put the people in power in St. Paul that are in power, especially when you're talking about rural Minnesota, where the vast, vast, vast majority of the leadership in the House of Representatives comes from the metro area. You know, there's, 14 of them from Minneapolis or St. Paul who are in leadership positions out of 30 people. That's half of them. And then there's 9 more that come from the surrounding 7-county metro area. You know, so you elect a DFLer, and they put those people in charge of the committees and the speaker and the majority leader, and this is what you get. So,
well, it's a tough pill to swallow, but I know you're going to keep battling. We'll have you back to, you know, kind of keep a handle on all the aftermath and the things that need to be exposed. Appreciate all your good work, and thanks for joining us for an update today.
You bet, Scott. Thank you. Have a great day.
Dan Fabian, representative from Roseau, Republican, on an update on the Minnesota legislature. Dustin Moore's here to tell us a little bit about sports from the weekend, D.
Thank you very much, Scott, and good morning. NDSU softball has been eliminated from the NCAA Division I softball regional. That happening on Saturday. They lost a close one, 1-0 to Auburn after beating Auburn on Friday. NDSU then moved on to face the Gophers Saturday afternoon, where they ended up losing. And then they went into the loser's bracket, lost 1-0 to Auburn. Auburn went on to play the Minnesota Lady Gophers on Sunday. The Lady Gophers won the second of two elimination games to reach their first ever NCAA Super Regional. Minnesota moves on to face top-seeded Oregon next week in Eugene. The Chicago Blackhawks lead the L.A. Kings 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals, thanks in large part to former UND star Jonathan Toews.
One came back. It's a three-on-one. The way Toews to come back. Score! Jonathan Toews! Jake Muzzin tried to step up on Bickle for the hit. That would have been a penalty. Left side of your screen, right there. He steps up. Now he gets caught.
Toews could have had two goals in the game. However, a second period goal was disallowed. The goal should have been good, but he made it up in the third period, giving the Hawks a final 3-1 lead. The Hawks are up 1-0 on the Kings in that Western Conference final. Game two was Wednesday, 7 p.m. in Chicago. On the other side, the New York Rangers beat up on the Montreal Canadiens 7-2 to take game one of the Eastern Conference finals. Game two is tonight in that matchup, 7 p.m. in Montreal. The Minnesota Twins lost to the Seattle Mariners yesterday afternoon 6-2. Seattle ace Felix Hernandez went eight strong innings, and Twins starter Ricky Nolasco got through three scoreless innings before running into trouble in the fourth and the fifth. Next up for the Twins, a two-game road trip to San Diego, then a day off on Thursday before traveling to San Francisco for three games Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then the Twins return home next Monday for a four-game series against the Texas Rangers. California Chrome won the 139th Preakness Stakes on Saturday in convincing fashion. Chrome defeated Ride on Curlin by 1.5 lengths in covering the 1 mile and 3/16th miles in 1 minute and 54 seconds. Chrome now has the opportunity to capture horse racing's triple crown. However, New York racing authorities may not permit Chrome to run if the horse wears a nasal strip. The nasal strip the horse has used in all of its races only, not in training, and for purposes similar to what us humans use it for opening up the nasal passages to get more oxygen in there. Chrome's assistant trainer, Alan Sherman, says today he's hopeful and optimistic Chrome will be permitted to wear the nasal strip. Sherman was unsure how the horse would race without the nasal strip, as he's never raced without it before. The last leg of the Triple Crown is the Belmont Stakes, and it is June 7th. The FM Redhawks started their season last Thursday and won the first two games against the Laredo Lemurs before dropping games 3 and 4 on Saturday and Sunday. The 2-2 Hawks begin a three-game series on the road tonight against Amarillo. The Hawks' first home series starts next Monday against Sioux Falls. Adam Scott, a professional golfer, didn't play this weekend, but he has collected another milestone without taking a swing. The PGA Tour colleagues teed it up at the Byron Nelson Championship in Texas. Scott is poised to take over the new number one spot on the official world golf rankings from Tiger Woods when the updated list is released this morning. 33-year-old Scott is the 17th player and only the second Australian ever to wear the crown. Greg Norman lost his number one ranking in 1998. And Ian Schultz throws a no-hitter, I believe another no-hitter for Fargo North. So congratulations to him. Struck out 10 as Fargo North defeated Fargo Shanley 10-0 in the EDC Conference Basketball on Saturday. More What's On Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience, massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Monday, that means time for us to find a couple of lucky winners to get lunch or dinner on us at the Speakeasy Restaurant in Moorhead. They roll back the clock to the 80s, and they take some select menu items and charge you today exactly what you'd have paid if you'd have walked in there May 19th, 1980. How about that? Rolling back to the 80s today. And so it's a good day to go to the Speakeasy, and we also do a little Prohibition trivia on the program. Did you know that a president declared the second that Prohibition was over, 4/31 on December 5th, 1933, ending 13 years, 10 months, 19 days, 17 hours, and some minutes of Prohibition, that President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "What America needs now is a drink." And he toasted the end of Prohibition with his favorite drink, a dirty martini. So remember, that was Franklin D. Roosevelt, okay? And by the way, it was actually FDR's victory over Herbert Hoover that prompted the repeal of the 18th Amendment. And really what happened is the Great Depression across America was probably the major cause for the repeal of Prohibition. Because across America, many penniless and desperate, the unpopularity of Prohibition grew staggeringly. People felt the Prohibition was having a further detrimental impact on their lives. They wanted to end the gang culture, which had also escalated. So it was repealed and the country recovered from the Depression. So the Great Depression was the major cause for the repeal of Prohibition, and the FDR said what America needs now is a drink. All right, there's a little Prohibition history for you. Now, the next two callers that call me at 855-200-1776, call right now. The next two callers that can correctly tell me which president and which event I just mentioned as a part of Prohibition history are going to win $25 certificates from the Speakeasy Restaurant. So, you know, we'll get you a little lunch or dinner at the Speakeasy. 855-200-1776. Call right now, 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2 and tell our engineer your name. That's all we need, your first name. And we'll set you up. Then you just hang on. We'll get you your address and mail those off to you, and you'll be a lucky winner. Can't beat that. 855-200-1776. First two callers, if you call now, early bird gets the gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant and Lounge. Rolling back the clock to the 80s today. Make it so easy for you to win. Phone call, you know. And if that's not your speed dial yet, it's the spot where you can ask questions of our guests, comment on our questions of the day, win things like the Speakeasy. Just remember that, 855-200-1776. That's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can press 1 anytime and leave a comment. To do the trivia, you got to press 2 today to chat with us on the air. Shower still in Fargo and 54 degrees at this hour, heading for 54 out in the oil patch. Cloudy and 52 at this hour, heading for 63. Going to run through the forecast for you in just a moment here. But first, I got to chat with Merle. Merle is our first Speakeasy contestant on the program. And I'd love for Merle to win a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy. If you can tell me what president declared what America needs now is a drink, and quickly toasted the end of Prohibition with his favorite drink, a dirty martini. Do you know who that was, Merle?
Yeah, it was Franklin D. Roosevelt.
You're exactly right, sir. FDR, the man whose victory prompted the way for Prohibition to be ended. Merle, thanks for listening. Hang on a moment, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, so we have one winner. Now we're going to go to the second winner, but I need a name on whoever's waiting on line 3. And this person's going to need to tell me what event was the major cause for the repeal of Prohibition. We had enough.
The Great Depression.
You're answering the question already? Okay, I know your name. What's your name?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
I'm well, sir, and better now that I can give you a gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant. How about that?
That's great. I live over in Moorhead, so I'll stop over there and see Jimmy.
There you go. Jim and Moorhead got a certificate for lunch or dinner on us of the Speakeasy. Rolling back the prices to the 80s today, so go in there and have a lunch. And Merle and Jim, hang on a moment. We'll get your address, and we'll mail you off a certificate. So if you get those two to us from Merle and Jim, that'd be great. Nathan, thank you. Okay, let me tell you about the forecast here quickly in the valley. Thunderstorms are likely this morning. The line's about just a little bit west here, so it's going to be moving on. Chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, and otherwise this rain should end pretty quick. About 70 today, southeast wind 20 to 30 tonight. Isolated thunderstorms during the evening, mostly cloudy skies after midnight, and a low of 53. I've been waiting for 70s. We're going to get darn near an 80 by Friday. No kidding. 70 today, 70 tomorrow, 66 Wednesday, Thursday, sunny 72, Friday, 79 degrees. Is that great or what? Out in the oil patch, here's your forecast. Cloudy this morning, few showers developing during the afternoon, 63 for a high, west wind at 20 to 30, chance of rain at 30% tonight, a shower or two around the area early, then partly cloudy overnight, low of 41 degrees. How about this? 63 with a mix of sun and clouds and some thunder showers today. 63, as you heard tomorrow, some thunder showers. But Wednesday, sunny, 70. Thursday, 73. Friday, 82 in the patch. All right, farmers, not bad. Not bad at all. You can take that, can't you? Yeah. Watch it like that. In Columbus right now, the drizzle is 48 degrees. That's our oil patch location we want to share with you today on the temp right there. And as I mentioned, Fargo, 54 and showers.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.